Ladies and gentlemen, referee Mark Goddard has called a stop to this contest at 51 seconds of the very first round, declaring the winner by knockout, Amu, undisputed UFC featherweight champion of the world.
I am with the winner, and not just new champ, possibly the greatest female mixed martial arts fighter ever, the first ever two-division champion, and the first person to ever knock out Chris Cyborg. How does this feel?
Incredible. Oh my God, I can hear that these guys helping me.
Amanda Nunes, you just shocked the world. Did you expect this fight to go down this way?
Yeah, for sure. When I signed on the contract, I said, like, this is going down. I'm gonna be the first female two champ inside of the UFC. Guys, help me! I am! I told you! I am! I'm the great. Dana, now I have to be the Hall of Fame. I want to thank my coach, my strike coach, Anderson França. He told me that waiting, when she get deafer, put in the overhead dash, you're going to knock her out. And my girlfriend, Nina, always there for me. You guys know that I love this girl so much. My friend, Kaylini, always with me. We're going to have space to put another tattoo now. And Papa, this is not only my coach, I have him as a father. Thank you very much for everything. My head coach, Connor. Dan Lambert, where are you?
Where's Dan Lambert? Dan Lambert, the owner and founder of American Top Team. Now, Amanda, what was the strategy coming in here? How did you think the fight was gonna play out?
Like I say, my coach always tell me, like, keep calm, you know? You're gonna see everything. You have everything on you. And you have to be calm. And when you land this hand, she's gonna go down. Was exactly what happened. And the kick as well. She's very heavy in the front kick. And I know when I land that kick, everything is gonna be open for me. Was exactly what happened.
What you've done tonight is nothing short of incredible. Congratulations. It was an honor to call your fight. Thank you very much. Amanda Nunes, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, referee Mike Beltran has called a stop to this contest at 2 minutes, 2 seconds of round number three, declaring the winner by knockout and new undisputed UFC light heavyweight champion of the world, John Paul.
John Jones, welcome back.
What's up, man? Thank you so much. How are you, Joe Rogan?
I'm good, sir. How you doing?
Oh, man. I'm doing God is so good.
After all the pressure, all the chaos, everything that has happened in your life up to this moment, how good does it feel to be back, to be victorious, and to have that UFC gold around your waist right now?
Hey, you know what? Without God, I am absolutely nothing. All glory be to God. Man, with that being said, man, this is great. This is a great feeling. I want to thank my beautiful fiance, Jessie, man. She really helped me get through this one and all the fights. Just so strong. My coaching staff, Greg Jackson, Mike Winklejohn, Izzy Martinez, Roberto Alencar, my man Aaron, Brandon Gibson, Tusa, Lawrence, my swim coach Jesse. I mean, I'm really a product of the beautiful people around me. One of my best friends, Tule, Ali G, my team. Man, I just got a great group of men around me, mighty men. I'm a product of all of them.
What did it feel like stepping into the octagon tonight? Was there any difference? What was the pressure like?
You know, the difference, oh, Leo. My man Leo, my boxing partner. You know, the first time I fought Alexander, I stayed in his punching range. And the main difference was I was aware of how far away I was at all times. Alexander did some great combinations, but if you really go back and watch the fight, he landed very few punches in my face tonight. And that was just from a greater sense of understanding. I really think our team is the most dangerous team, especially when we get a rematch.
Well, let's take a look at the final finish, John, and enjoy your handiwork. You got him down to the ground, and then during this scramble, you wound up taking his back. Talk us through this right here.
Yeah, man, that's Gracie Baja Jiu-Jitsu and Kaido Jiu-Jitsu. Alexander Gustafsson, he's the type of guy where if he can get up quick, he does well. If you can hold him down past 30 seconds, you're more than likely going to be keeping him down. We knew that, so the idea was to get back to wrestling, getting that right in time. And then after you get that right in time, start looking for ground and pound and submissions, and everything worked out.
Now, John, there's been a lot of talk about you potentially fighting as a heavyweight, defending your light heavyweight title, becoming a two-division champ. What are your thoughts now? What would you like to do next?
Man, I know there's a guy who's been calling himself Champ Champ. I mean, what guy just gives up his belt because somebody else made it home? Daddy's home, DC. Prove to the fans you're a champ champ. Come get a taste. I'm here. Get your belt back. It'll be waiting right here.